love it, I love it. I love the rush that I get when I'm in it. She play like she innocent, but we been seeing it. Everything always seem up when I'm winning. The party been going for 72 hours. I think I took too much, the room is spinning. I ain't really feel like this in a while. I love it, I love it, yeah. I love the bounce, I love the taste that she left in my mouth. I love the way this.
What the hell is this? Did you get us a new theme song? This isn't our theme song.
Hello and welcome to the Bad Business Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about all of the lies that you'll find hidden within your favorite TV shows films, both past and present.
This isn't us.
Now, in each episode, I'm joined by a fellow business
owner. We're Bad Business.
To talk about my chosen
twat?
TV program or film.
We are Bad
in
Business.
In this week's
podcast.
Episode, I'm joined by copywriter extraordinaire.
Oh, lady, calm down.
Newly published author, Jo Watson, from
Fuck,
A Good Writer.
Stop. She's running the show?
She's joining me today
This is Bad Business. This is the Bad Business Podcast.
No, we're the Bad Business Podcast. This isn't the Bad Business Podcast.
No, apparently.
That's not the Bad Business Podcast.
Apparently. The Bad Business Podcast is a UK-based show where we judge movies based off of their business tactics.
Like what kind of movies?
The show started at the top of January 2021. She actually had a good release strategy.
January 2024.
2024. She released three episodes on
January.
Definitely
100%.
I'm not editing.
This is our shit.
She released three episodes on her first day on January 10th of Dodgeball, Coyote Ugly, and Fireman Sam.
She's shit-talking Dodgeball?
She is.
Coyote Ugly is a great movie.
A true underdog story?
Hey, she's joined by the 15-minute
Can I hear more? Can I hear more? What she got to say?
About Dodgeball?
Yeah.
Okay. I will leave you now with our conversation with myself and Jo discussing Dodgeball.
Jo,
thank you for joining me today.
Average Joe?
I'm just going to leave it on this slider right here. We can
down
cut to
the
it
bad advice
time.
Into sort of three sort of sections. So one of them is looking at how Peter, so how Vince Vaughn's character actually runs his gym. So how the film structures
she has problems
him
with
as
how
that underdog
Joe's
and someone
ran.
That we should
it's for the everyman.
Champion sort of on. The other one is
it's a movie about dodgeball.
Delve into why would you choose dodgeball or enter in a competition to
because
solve
it's a funny
problem,
fucking movie.
It's a funny premise. What
do
you want?
Brings me absolute joy.
It's a comedy.
People should
what
do
are
that.
You supposed to do sell ass?
But I thought
oh, they tried selling ass in the movie. They had the car wash.
The car wash.
Wait,
the
third point.
Adverts. Because when you watch the film, you probably remember it starts off with Ben Stiller's character doing his advert on the gym.
So it's
and that
gonna
sort of sets him up and it's going to set the tone.
Mad
of him,
at the marketing of Globo Gym.
He's the baddie.
Globo Gym.
And
so nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
But can you believe that?
Nobody!
So laser. Blazer. Taser. Shinatsuki
Novakovic. I want to throw this out there. We choose. I know that what we're mad at.
Yeah.
She chose dodgeball.
Not just that, but there's an imposter bad business podcast.
No, that's the truth.
But can you believe that in America, I think this is a perfect example of cultural differences.
Yeah.
In America.
That's the best movie ever created.
This is what bad business is.
Yeah. Just a few guys.
In the UK.
Just a few guys having
the
some goodie fun.
Doing his advert.
That's not bad.
And then you're supposed to tell us that this is like
adverts.
The correct way to
this
advertise
is why
your business.
The movie
is
bad
the good
business.
Sort of look, side of it.
Also, allegedly, yes.
Yeah.
She's doing voice notes on the iPhone.
She's doing fanfic. Oh, no, that's a Zoom recording. I know a Zoom recording when I hear it. It's a Zoom recording without a microphone.
So she's low budget as fuck, too, huh?
She's, hey.
Ragtag,
I don't wanna,
swanky, listen, you bloody twat.
I don't want to hate on Claire Owens.
It's not bad business, isn't it?
Do you want to hear what she says the show is?
What does
two
she say
business
the show
owners
is?
Talk about examples of bad business in TV shows and films.
And what was that theme song? Can we discuss that?
Bad business. A cup of tea. A cup of tea has never been bad business.
What is this fucking?
The Smiths. It's Morrissey.
It does sound like the Smiths.
It's very gothy crooner.
Look, I'm looking at the logo right now. It's a briefcase with a skull eye patch and a tie.
So it's a pirate briefcase.
It's a pirate briefcase that's here for business.
It's your stepdad's favorite Pokemon.
It looks like shit, and I hate it, and I hate the fact that, you know, if you're going to make a podcast or something, right, you're going to look it up. You're going to look up to see if there's...
We were the first ones.
Look up names.
One of the reasons I approved this name...
We're the only podcast.
Did we ever have alternative names for this
show? We did. Good Friends, which is also a huge podcast with Bobby Lee.
I don't think we ever considered Good
Friends. Bad Friends. It was Bad Friends. We considered Bad Friends together.
I think we just didn't float them by you because we shot them down on our
own. We went to a bar and we started talking about it. The first idea was Bad Friends and we loved it. And Bobby Lee.
No. We saw a guy's shirt that said Good Times and Bad Friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we looked at his shirt. We're like, oh, that's a cool name.
I got a question for Danny. And I didn't imagine this being where the segment would go.
What's up?
I knew Barack and we talked about making a podcast before all this happened. You came in kind of blind in the whole process. I've said it before on this show. We went through four pilots before we got to one.
You remember that?
Before we got to one that I felt I could show the bosses at our company that all don't work here anymore.
Yeah.
What did you think of me when this whole thing started? Like in the beginning. Like when I would be like yelling at you guys about what we could and couldn't do when we were recording four episodes that never made air.
I couldn't get a read on you. I just couldn't get a read on you. I'd be there and you'd be like, that was great. And then I'd hear back from Brock and he'd be like, he hated it. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? Like, what's going on here?
Well, I remember him wanting to impress you.
We didn't introduce ourselves at all.
No, I remember the first.
What's her name?
I'm the bad business host, Danny.
Oh, I'm Barack. I was going to say her name, the lady that was...
I'm Claire Owen Jones.
I looked at my
phone. Claire Owen Jones.
I looked at my phone, and it was shut down. That's why I just said, I'm the bad business host, Danny.
Because honestly, I was so manic during that time period. I don't remember much of it.
I thought the original tone of the show was going to be actually like factual, intellectual conversations. I'm over here like, well, the implications of the AI and the
we cut all that out.
And you were like, I hated it. And I'm just like, well, what do you want from me? You want me to just fucking scream and yell? And now this is what the show is evolved into.
I did tell you, we decided on Bad Business, and I was like, all right, we're gonna do a podcast. And I felt like you're trying to impress Jason as well as
motherfucker.
I was trying to create something. That you could learn from.
Yeah.
That was the hope. I was being informative. Yeah, I was supposed to like play. You were supposed to play the fool. I was supposed to play like the straight man to it. But now we're just both the fools. Now he's the straight man.
Yeah. Which is reality.
It's a way better.
It's way better dynamic.
Because having one of you pretend to be smart is not helpful. Because then...
I am smart. And
having one of you pretend to be smart and have the other one try to react to fake smartness. And then... And then
just throwing jabs.
Yeah, the way he's doing it on purpose.
And then hold on. And then the person who said the original smart thing, who's faking it, can't respond because they don't actually know what they're talking about. It didn't work. It didn't work because it would be surface level. And I think
I was sharp as fuck.
I should look back and see if I could find those old pilots and maybe release one next
week. I was trying to do bits.
Because compared to what we released, they weren't so bad.
I was trying to do bits and impressions shit, and that was getting shot down.
Because imagine if we would have tried to. The level of preparation we put into this show is so low.
At first, there was so much prep.
I agree.
There was.
What do you mean? The first four pilots?
Yeah.
It was a lot of prep.
I prepped a lot.
Yeah. But
that wasn't good enough. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go in there and fucking wing it. And since then.
But the thing is, you did.
You can probably tell, but like every episode is just done in one shot.
You were coming too proper.
There's no.
And I would tell you that.
Stopping or edit. Yeah.
I would tell you, Dan, you're coming too proper. He wants to believe me.
You both had problems. He was too tight and you were too loose. I needed you guys to meet in the middle. And now you guys do. He is tight still and you still are too loose. But it's not...
I'm not tight.
That's exactly what a tight person would say.
Personally,
tight.
Personally, I think we haven't changed at all. He just... we grew on him. He's just letting shit rock.
No. You guys got better at it and you grew on me.
Cool.
I'll say that. 52. This is episode 52.
Yeah.
And it's gotten cleaner, much better than
Karen.
But I agree with you that when we're thinking about our businesses, I have always made a point in my marketing, and I think this is because I am a copywriter.
They're talking about the marketing of the gyms and dodgeball.
I do go on.
No, so it's not the like it. the business behind the movies is the business in movies.
Yes. Yeah,
so, that is so fucking.
No, it's like fan fiction.
Yeah,
of the business.
She's just discussing movie lore.
Movie lore,
basically,
and what the movies are.
Coyote Ugly had some business in it.
Yeah, Coyote Ugly.
It's a bar.
Property Ladder.
Yeah, they're dancing.
Emily in Paris. Fireman Sam, Coyote Ugly, Dodgeball. And let me tell you, can I
what in the hell?
Can we make an episode just talking about how great Dodgeball is?
I want to make an episode about a business in a movie now.
absolutely should.
We can talk about Good Burger.
I love that. I would love to.
SpongeBob movie.
Oh.
The Krusty Krab. We could get it down.
Yeah, she's going to fucking dissect the Krusty Krab on her next episode and be like, listen, Mr. Krabs is just a tyrant of a boss.
It's weird how he is the only crab in the ocean in Bikini Bottom, and he's selling Krabby Patties.
He runs the Krusty Krab on a skeleton crew. Exploitation, that's his game.
It's clear that Squidward has clinical depression. And yet Mr. Krabs will do nothing to help
you him. You can't have an employee like that bringing down the morale every day.
No benefits.
When you really look into it, the Chum Bucket has far better economics. They have streamlined their process. They have robots. They have machinery.
SpongeBob is symbolic of the regular company man. He's a metaphor for the everyday company man.
So I'll say this.
Irish. Company man.
I don't think this podcast will live longer than 6 months. So let's watch. Let's look out for the other bad business because it dropped 3 episodes on a Wednesday. Then it ghosted for 1.5 weeks. It dropped 1 episode on the 28th, and then it dropped 1 on the 11th. So they're doing a bi-weekly schedule. We're dropping 2 bad businesses to her 1 bad
business. Can I do my prediction?
Oh, no. End of the episode. End of the episode. Okay. New format.
So not even... Okay, that's not going to be my prediction.
New format.
I'm saying, her husband's like, hey, get something to do. You in the house 2 months. What are you doing? Get something done. I'm going to make a podcast.
Maybe that's it. That is how it started.
Get
out of the house. Where's your friends?
It is.
You have no friends.
This is a good podcast concept.
No one likes you. You do nothing in the house.
All you kids are
making a mess.
All you do is watch movies.
And drink tea.
Your womb is barren.
Oh, my God.
Your womb is barren. No food.
I will say this. Credit to her. She has a funny podcast concept that would work well with...
No one likes you!
With comedians. Two, like, stiff-ass British folk trying to be cheeky.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
Honestly, Russell Brand was never funny to me. He's a kid. He kills.
I hate Russell Brand.
I just don't find English comedy funny.
Oh, I disagree.
God is fake, you dumbasses.
Host the Emmys. The guy that hosts the Emmys and the Golden Globes. What's his name? The guy that created The Office?
Stephen Merchant and Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais. I like him. He's funny. He's very relentless.
Yeah.
I like his shit.
Russell Brand's whole thing is God is fake.
And honestly.
And then God he like dry humps his microphone stand. Yeah. That's it.
When you had your longer hair.
I hate this.
You had very similar mannerisms to Russell Brand. Run around all floppy.
Yeah. He does. He does do that.
He prance around sometimes. And you have the big hair.
You prance around. He's pointing at me hard, too.
You do prance around.
I don't prance.
No, you know what we called it? We called it the Johnny Depp run.
Yeah.
The Pirates of the Caribbean.
And also, who's in the same... You know the bad business scenario? Russell Brand's there, Johnny Depp.
Ooh.
But you got your hair cut now.
You don't
look like Russell Brand.
So...
Yeah,
I got.
None of us look like we do on the can.
I do, motherfucker. I do.
Yeah.
So what happened? This is the issue. It took me a long time. I wanted to get my hair trimmed. I didn't want to do it myself anymore because I just wish I could disconnect my head and do it myself. It's a sweaty task for me.
My friend cuts his own hair, and it is the most like autistic thing he does.
Now, are you talking about me?
Oh, no.
You talking about me?
Yours wasn't autistic. Good. Yours was depressed.
No, but for me, it's a very sweaty task.
It was a transformation.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very sweet task. I get very sweaty and I take my time and it's like defusing a bomb. So anyway, I found a hairstylist and it was like local.
Where is she?
It was a woman that cut my hair.
No, duh.
I know, but all this.
Did you know? It's up the block from us.
Did you know? You know how you're a tall girl?
Okay.
I lied to Danny before the show and told him that you were taking a poop and that's why you weren't here.
Yo, dude. Yeah, he told me the story.
And then he ran up on the cleaning lady.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was the cleaning lady. I was.
You just saw the long.
She was in the bathroom. She was in the bathroom.
She was cleaning the bathroom. She was about to exit. I'm hiding around the corner because I think it's Brock about to leave the bathroom. I'm ready to prep, like, bam, pop out. Ah! Like, surprise him, like, playing around. And then I just see producer Pete waving from across the office, like, no, no, no. And then I'm like, he's telling me no. And then I just put two and two together. I see the janitor bucket, like, a few feet away. And I'm like, oh, that's her in there. And then, like, I just, like.
Oh, because of hair.
I tiptoed
and
away.
And I was watching it like a novella. And you
like a novella.
You got right out of her vision at the perfect time, so she didn't even see you.
And I was like, oh my god, perfect. Perfect, yeah, perfect, perfect.
I had to fucking Metal Gear Solid sneak away from her. That's and shit. Like, ah.
Thank God he didn't get caught.
But you do have a great haircut. You could be in the scene of 2012.
Mean, so what happened? I looked for a alternative hairstylist place, like some rocker place. Because I do want an alternative hairstyle. Out the block. He's in FIT. I didn't know there's a street in FIT.
From here?
They're literally right here. Yeah, so I went up the block, and it was like a rocker hairstylist place. They're all tatted up wearing rock tees.
They don't follow the rules. They're not going to listen to
that's it. No. Anyway, so I showed her long hairstyles. I was like, this is what I want, and it's a longer hair.
Yeah.
So she started cutting my hair. She understood the idea. I was making her laugh, being a good person, just being like, you know, friendly. And
well,
being,
that's where you fucked up. She was like, this guy.
No. Let me tell you.
I don't like his humor.
Let me finish. No. She was dying. So
she was dying.
Oh my. Inside.
She had cancer.
She's cancer, baby. Anyway, so.
So you had a bald barber?
So, no. She was a woman. And so I told her what I wanted.
Makes women
she
bald
said
too.
She's doing it. So anyway, we're going in. We're going at it. She washed my hair.
I'm
we're doing
going
it.
At it.
And then she's trimming, shorter and shorter. And I'm doing the people's eyebrow. And I'm like, oh, fuck. These little
she's
too
doing
short.
The people's eyebrow?
I'm doing the people's eyebrow.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
So then at the end, is like I look like Michael Cera now.
And yeah, you're tough on yourself. Your haircut's not that bad.
It's not, but it's way shorter than I wanted.
Well, can I say this as it's going to come off as an insult and a compliment?
Wait, take off your headset for one moment. You look like Ali Sykes, the guy from Ali Sky. Yeah, who's the guy from Bring Me the Horizon?
He would look perfect at Fall Out Boy.
Yeah,
any of those bands.
So it's not bad.
No, well,
I didn't take it.
What was the guy from? What was the guy from Never Shout Never?
Yeah, he had
long hair.
Any 2009 to 2014 alternative band, you'd fit right in.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
And also, the thing I was
he has bangs.
To you, the thing I was going to say to you, I have bangs if I don't push them.
It's true.
But he has bangs.
But
he got bangs.
You
bang bang.
Have such bye, an bye. Alternative and specific and off the beaten path look that you could show up with fucking anything and everyone would accept it.
How does he dress on a day to day? Because whenever I come, it's always like, that's an eccentric outfit.
But that's what he wears.
Yeah.
To
what
work.
The fuck's up with you guys?
A Caucasian's shirt with the Cleveland Indians.
I saw one that was like, guns don't kill people, people
yeah.
kill people.
No,
guns.
Well, like, I kill people. I don't know what it says.
I kill people?
But then he has like big belt buckles that are colorful.
His shirt says, guns don't kill people, guns kill people.
I saw an Exorcist shirt and it just
the pants you're wearing are covered in paint and you're wearing a Target belt. You're dressed like a Bush Light can with a waffle t-shirt underneath. You got a nose ring and a giant neck tattoo. You can no one cares about your hair.
That's called drip, bro.
Man.
This is actually from a thrift store.
No, he does dress well, but that is the Target belt because it's just the belt that comes for free.
Bro,
on
those
pants.
Sneakers?
it looks like it.
Those sneakers?
You did not buy that belt.
I swear to God.
That belt comes free with cargo.
I saw it.
Sneakers, what about them?
Guess how much they are.
I bet they're expensive just because he asked. They look like they're $80. I would bet they're like $220.
Tell them.
They're $800.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous.
It's fucking crazy. He's Tell fucking them. Crazy.
They look like dog shit.
They're just plain white sneakers.
Yeah.
He looked at me like smiling, like smirking, like he was proud of that. Like he was proud.
Just now?
Yeah.
No, like, I know. Like I smiled at you because you're a bit. I hate you for
he
that.
He was proud of like no, how low you no. got. He was like.
It's crazy. That's what he thinks. Well, I looked at him smiling like, you bitch, motherfucker. I don't want to talk about it.
But $800, I would not. On shoes? That's
Those are like what like the well-dressed Asian people that go to like fashion school
wear. They're
called
Golden Goose. They're made in Italy.
Like, you know, like when you go walk around campus and there's like the well-dressed international students?
Yep.
Anyway, yeah. Let me finish my story. She cut my hair too short. I'm upset. I have the people's eyebrow. I'm looking at her. And like she kind of like, all right, I'm done. Like, and she's scared because I'm OD'd. I'm looking at her crazy. I go home. Yeah, now she saw my neck tattoos. I look scary now. I'm not so prancy anymore. So I go home, and she texts me.
She revealed.
She texts you?
She texts me. Look, you mean, I'm going to read the text.
She revealed a tattoo that says, I kill bad barbers on his neck.
It just says Al-Qaeda on the tattoo. Mm-hmm. Anyway, anyway.
Don't give Danny any
Don't
ammo.
Give me any ammo. Any ammo. Give me a second. She says, hey, it's beep from beep. I keep thinking about your cut and the big change we did. I wanted to make sure that it...
We?
Yeah.
Big like, change. Like
I was holding the scissors with her and cutting. Anyway, and the big change we did. And I wanted to make sure that if in a couple days, or if you know immediately, that we took too many the layers too dramatically on the top of your head and... you want to be back in a week? We can adjust it. Oh,
she's answering like a PR representative for your haircut.
Look, and then she says, I'll have you back next week to adjust and talk about something different. In the meantime, I want to offer you your next couple cuts for free.
Whoa!
You...
She knows she fucked
to
up.
To get you back to a closer to the photos you showed me.
You can't grow
I'd
my
also
hair.
Like to reimburse you. And if you're not feeling the result, let me know. I'll adjust to any way you feel. Otherwise,
it was that bad.
Well, she others said, told me the cut looked great and you looked amazing. I just want to make sure you're happy.
No. You don't offer someone multiple free haircuts if you know if you think you did right by them.
The beautiful thing about this is that Barack thought he was being a funny guy last week. He kept calling me. And telling me he's getting a haircut.
I was dead serious. No. You called me. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, bro, I told you all week.
Because I just deleted it. I so didn't care about your haircut. And you told me about it probably, no lie, 6 separate times.
I needed support.
And when the one time I gave you an actual response about it, you're like, I'm just getting a trim. And then you show up like a lesbian.
I didn't want to say it. Her clientele is all lesbians.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, literally, when I got there, like, a little early, she's like, give me 1 minute, I'm almost done. Guess who was on the chair?
You want to go to a gay bar after
a lesbian.
And see if you pull?
She gave me a lesbian cut.
You still look like a tall
girl. I look
girl.
Like Ellen DeGeneres.
She's just a different type of tall girl. Not Ellen DeGeneres, more like, who's the girl from Twilight?
Kristen Stewart?
No.
The edgier, like, the one who's always like, I'll never look. Oh, what the f-
Liza
I think
Minnelli?
It is Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart, the main one.
Liza Minnelli.
No, it's Kristen Stewart. You look like
I look like Liza Minnelli.
You look like Liza Minnelli or Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart had long hair in Twilight.
Yeah, but in her other roles, I can imagine her with short hair being like, it's not that easy, Jay.
I look like a young Andy Milonakis, Michael Cera,
but
Ellen
it works.
DeGeneres.
It works.
It's fine.
You're yeah, a cutie. Everything's fine.
I know in the summer my hair will be a little
My
longer.
Real question is, are you going to take her up on that free haircut? Or
yeah,
100%. You?
But there's nothing to cut. She cuts so much.
Yes, say like after it grows back, I'm willing to give you a second chance.
Who knows where she's going to be?
Well, there's no chance that... That's the thing is about offering a free haircut. You know, it's like, what do you can't grow it back.
You know what's the funny shit? The whole time she's like, you know, next time you come back, you know, if I'm not here, the other guys are good too.
Mm-hmm.
All the other guys, she's like leading me over to other people the whole time.
Yeah.
Because I was staring at her like,
yeah.
Ugliest look.
Oh
like
my.
Tired.
See, like, I've had bad haircuts, but I don't have it in me to like stare angrily at the person. Like, I fucking hate you.
Dude, they're fucking you in front of you in the mirror.
No,
they're
to
fucking
me,
you.
It's a.
It's fuck. You
have
fucked.
To trust the process until you see the end result. And at the end, you can hate. Because of course, it's not going to look good when just my sides
Did you tip?
Are shaved.
Dude, no. And the, and the funny shit. And the funny shit is
message received loud and clear. He didn't tip.
The funny shit is also, she also did that. I know it looks like this in the beginning. Trust me.
You can't not tip, even if you hate it. Like, she provided you a service.
I bounced right away.
No. You cannot tip if the service is bad.
I don't know. I just feel like.
That's literally dumb if you tip. If someone spits in your burger, you're going to tip them?
Tip is you saying you did a good job. If you do a not so good job, you get a smaller tip. But if you fuck me.
Yeah.
You fuck me in the mirror?
Yeah.
Looking at me, you fuck me and you look at me in the mirror? She was adjusting me, changing me around. She even one time for like 10 minutes, she turned my back to the mirror.
She was like, yeah, you're not looking
at me. You're not looking at me anymore. I was grilling her shit like, bitch.
You immediately feel it like when she went too far?
No, she was adjusting short, slowly and surely she was adjusting. She's doing her thing and nothing was off until like 3/4 in, my hair was gone. Like, there was no length in my hair anymore.
You should just do what I did.
No,
I'm not shaving.
Start over.
I'm not shaving yet.
Start over.
No, this is actually a good start.
I think I have like a month of growth right now.
No, your hair grows fast.
Yeah.
So I think by the summer, my hair will be back to kind of maybe.
I'm going to start getting the Travis Kelce because he invented it.
The fade?
The haircut that he invented, Travis Kelce.
Go to my old barber.
He didn't even take credit for that. That's
Yeah, but he invented it. That's
white people never seen a fade before.
That's not true. I used to get a fade.
No, you didn't. Not like that.
I didn't get well, we used to call that the Ned fade, the Northeast Dickhead fade.
No, bro. He invented that.
How can he say that?
He invented that last year.
DJ Paulie.
He invented it. You're fucking crazy.
I heard about that porn star that was dating the Hot Ones dude.
Sean Evans?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that porn star, though.
Her name Melissa Stratton.
Danny knows damn well who that is.
No, sure. Because I took notes on the story. I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, so tell us about it, Danny.
They broke up. Already?
Yeah. As soon as it went public.
I saw that Adam22 was like, yeah, her pussy's valid.
That's crazy. That's a crazy thing for a man to say to you.
You saw that?
Yeah, I saw
it. You saw it? It's nuts.
Yeah. That's some fighting shit.
You think that's what made them break up?
No, I think it was...
I would break up.
That pushed them over the edge.
No, it was everything going public.
And not only...
they went to the Super Bowl
together. Didn't go public.
Yeah, but if you go to the Super
Bowl... She went public. She posted the pictures.
But if you take her to the Super Bowl, people are going to take pictures of you regardless.
Yeah.
And the pictures are going to be there.
This is the first stain on Sean Evans' legacy at all. This is a man who's gotten nothing but praise.
He broke up with her. I heard her searches.
No, the immediate breakup is the stain.
I heard her searches on Pornhub.
Makes him look insecure as hell.
Her searches on Pornhub are skyrocketing, apparently.
Duh.
Because of the publicity. Yeah.
Because of him. Yeah. I'm low key. I like just people not knowing about my life. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't post my family. I don't post shit. It's just me and things I've done. That's it. I treat my social media like a resume.
It's like,
I've been here. I've done this.
What does Sean Evans have in common with like a porn star? Like just sitting down at a dinner table?
Yo, if I...
like interviewing her?
Look, if I was him, I would be dating porn stars.
Environments?
Like,
I would date porn stars.
Like just talking to
them? Low key though.
Would you marry a porn star?
I don't know, maybe. If it was low key enough, if it was low key for a long time, and I fuck with her, yeah.
I don't think I have.
In 2021, you did a double penetration scene. What did that do for the trajectory of your career?
If anything, I'm a porn star with my history, things I've done with so many partners.
All right, geez.
So many goddamn. No, I'm joking, but I'm just saying, like that. Who? Like I've dated. I'm 30 years old now.
You think he just goes on dates and slams chicken wings with other women?
I don't
think he eats chicken wings in his day to day.
Like that's just his regular
date
style.
He's probably over it.
No. I'm a fan of Hot Ones. I've watched probably most of them.
Yeah.
I've
seen a lot of them too.
He's a real likable dude. I'm saying that this is the first time his life has ever been news.
Yeah.
Or like public discourse. All anyone has ever said about him.
It's like crazy
that he seems nice and he does good interviews.
Yeah, clout is like going to his head where he's just like fucking porn stars now. He lives in LA, probably cocaine all over the mansion.
He earned it. He got Shaq.
Why can't a guy date a porn star?
He did.
But the thing is, everyone, it's a rite of passage.
Why can't it be low key?
What?
She fucked it up.
Well, it can't be. Well,
she fucked it up.
She posted it.
He has longevity, and you know, because.
I guess I can see the appeal of dating a porn star because, like, at least with most women, when you're rich and famous, I'm assuming, like, they, like, put on a front and act like they don't want certain things. But, like, with a porn bitch, they're just like...
You know they want shit.
Yeah, you're just... And you know what... And you know what... They know what you want from them and they know... You know already... You know?
Yeah, they know.
Yeah, but... Like, yeah.
And it's fun.
So it's like, whatever.
And maybe she's open-minded. Yeah, you drag can screw this
in,
girl, drag, too.
Reel it in, folks. At the end of the day, that is just her job.
That's a horrible job to have.
Well, I mean, is it? It depends on...
Taking loads in the face on camera and then
a lot of folks take loads for free.
And yeah, it's on the internet forever in perpetuity.
Producer B has a point.
The digital footprint aspect of porn is the worst part of it.
But because of men. Only men. Men care. No, everybody. And women only talk shit because of men.
Yeah, everyone talks shit.
So men can like them.
It's a thing that people are getting less nice about it, but through time...
Sex is life. Everyone does it.
Porn stars have been as valid as they've ever been right now. Like, been able to...
OnlyFans.
And get other jobs. There's a person in Euphoria who was a porn star. Like, they can get other jobs. Like, rather than...
Oh, Chloe Cherry?
Yeah, rather than how they were shunned from, like... Other business at like Mia Khalifa has.
I
like
was a, gonna say that
has like a.
She just came back.
No, but on top of that, before that, she went into sports and was doing sports media.
Yeah, like people know who
and
you
she
are.
She got betting like sponsorships.
Oh, like a DraftKings bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
look, but like there's it's becoming more socially acceptable. I know a woman
like tattoos
in Philly. There was a girl running for Congress who had an OnlyFans and what used to be a stripper. And she was super open about it, and she's running for office again. And she still has the OnlyFans.
I'll vote for her.
No, she's crazy nice.
I don't live in Philly.
I've met her many times. She's a good woman. But that being said, I'm probably
those are the cops coming for you.
I know.
Right now.
That being said.
Both for you.
It is a
those are the horny police.
Sticky ass situation. Police. Can we talk about where we'll be recording from next week?
I just want to talk about the fact that you opened up a White Claw.
Yeah.
Is that?
He didn't take a sip at all.
When I brought this nice bottle of Suntory Japanese whiskey.
Yeah, because drinking one tall boy of White Claw and then going home and waking up at 5 a.m. won't be a problem. But if I take part in the amount of damage that you guys have put in that whiskey bottle,
there's no damage in this so far.
It's already past half gone. It's been open.
You had some.
I had a sip.
There's killed most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you. You started taking shots and then making weird sounds.
We were like, whoa, 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 whoa. We
took one shot.
Mm-hmm. This is the whiskey from Lost in Translation.
Anyway, I'm very
Bill
excited.
Murray was making commercials for it.
I'm very excited to go to Philadelphia with you guys next week.
Next week we will be at Chaffetown,
mm-hmm.
Which is a concert series that I am the host for. I am the mayor of Chaffetown. Our opening song to start the show was our song of the week by Shamar Pierre, who will be on the show with Deem Spencer, Jet Fuel Soda, 10 Days, Melty Cannon, and Majida, as well as with house DJ Brick Ashley, who I've done a ton of work with.
Nice.
I'm excited for you guys to A, see Philly.
For real this time.
And B, go to this event, which is way up his alley.
What do you mean? What? It's not up my alley?
He said it earlier. He said it to me. He said, I can't wait for you to go.
Why wouldn't the event be up my alley?
He doesn't know who your alley is.
I don't know. You're a grumpy fuck.
I'm not grumpy. I like to go out and have fun.
Yeah, but it's more of a Barack event. And admittedly, I don't fit in that much at the event.
You do.
And me and you have a lot in common.
Well, you don't look like you fit in, but you do.
He has a lot more in common with the clientele of the event.
Okay.
Whereas me and you might feel a little more ostracized.
He's talking about looks.
Oh,
what do you mean? How do I look?
The eccentric. You guys were just talking about earlier, the eccentricness. Yeah. I'm loud. You say that's
yeah.
what it is.
It's an eccentric crowd. It's a alternative
that's
crowd.
What he's talking
it's an
about.
Indie crowd. Whereas Danny.
What?
You conservative.
I'm not conservative at
borderline,
all.
Borderline.
Politically.
I'm not. Not at all. You guys always say Fox News Danny and this and that. I'm not.
But we will be recording live from Chaffetown, and many of those artists who I just named will be on the show.
I don't like that you guys do that.
And then we will...
And then you brush right past it. You can't
then
brush right past
we
that.
Will be recording a music video with friend
he
of the show,
that about you.
Shane Z.
Oh! And Gumbo Jumbo?
And Jumbo, the biggest producer out of Philly, has agreed to do an interview with us on Saturday as well. So we're going to have two Philadelphia episodes coming up for you in the coming weeks.
It's going to be fucking nuts.
And I'm going to dress up so cool.
I don't, even if we dressed like Barack.
I'm going to dress everyone so cool.
Everyone would read it on us.
I'm going to dress so, I'm going to look like an undercover cop.
That's what I dress like.
You do.
But.
Oh, I want to say this one thing. I got into NASCAR.
Yeah, and I feel like you...
You've been really pushing it on us.
Yeah.
It's good shit.
What do you like about NASCAR?
He was calling the Daytona 500 the Daytona 5.
Yeah, like trying to be cool.
No, nobody does. He thought that. It was the name.
Oh. No, I know it's Daytona 500. I'm just saying Daytona 5 because I don't want to say the whole thing.
That's so lazy.
As American.
No, that's stupid.
I'm American.
But are we going over your house on Sunday?
I would love for you guys to come.
That's like say, oh, let's go watch the Super B. Like, no, it's the Super Bowl. Call it by its fucking name.
Daytona 5.
Daytona 500. Are you going to come over to see the Daytona 5?
100.
What's wrong with that?
We are not diehard NASCAR fans.
I'm not diehard NASCAR fan.
If you say Daytona 5,
anyway,
it'll make us be like, is that an event?
I got.
You want to watch W Mania?
Look, I've always liked driving. I bought a driving simulator recently. And I watched.
You mean fucking Gran Turismo?
Yeah, it's a driving simulator. 100%.
It's a video game. The wheel?
No, he made it sound so much more like elegant. Like
he had a golfing.
Yeah, like
simulator.
He had a setup.
It's the most elegant. It's the most elegant game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what a driving simulator. We got into VR. Like we got into it at the Puma store. Yeah.
I have a VR headset and okay. I play that game and I'm in the.
I didn't even get to play at the Puma store because you guys broke it.
You didn't break it. I put my VR headset and I'm in the goddamn car. We didn't break it.
Y'all broke it.
And you broke it.
People were there after. On the game.
So I have a VR headset. I'm literally inside a car looking left and right and racing people. Anyway, I did the Daytona 500 and I realized how fucking fast they're going. Yeah, people say they're just turning left the whole race and it's not interesting at all. But if you're going like 230 miles an hour, 270 miles an hour in a car... Mm-hmm. It doesn't look crazy.
So VR
on TV.
Opened your mind.
Yeah,
I would go to an
event.
It's
fucking nuts. It's fucking and I go to monster truck events and it's fucking loud. I wear fucking like soundproofing headphones for the monster truck events. Mm-hmm. That shit people wear soundproofing headphones to watch NASCAR from that monster truck event. From me buying the driving simulator. Gran Turismo 7.
Driving simulator.
It's literally called Gran Turismo 7 Driving Simulator. That's the game. It's a driving simulator. It's authentic. Like,
see what
real.
I mean, Danny? You're a hater and a grump.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
You are a hater and a grump.
I just want to... Do you ever drink while you play the driving simulator?
Yes. I'll only play it drunk.
Does it affect your performance?
Not at all. I'm going fucking 200.
Like your time.
No, it hasn't.
Do you crash more?
No, I don't.
At all?
Not at all.
All right. Well.
That's how good I am. anyway, so that made me realize, like, fuck, because they're on TV it looks like they're doing laps, like whatever, and yeah, they're just going around and around.
Yeah, they just had one in Vegas. They were driving
the
all
F1.
Over Vegas.
Yeah,
that was F1. F1 sucks.
F1 is faster than NASCAR,
but it sucks. They don't all race on the course at the same time. It's time.
Oh, it's time because it's dangerous as fuck.
So is NASCAR. A little dangerous.
You want to watch something dangerous? You watch Le Mans. Le Mans.
Okay.
Le Mans is literally F1, but all the cars are involved. And it's all, every manufacturer is involved.
See, I would watch that. But I don't want to watch time trials.
So
I don't want to watch a guy.
You race by manufacturer. Like Audi, Toyota, BMW, and they're all racing in teams. And people die like every year.
Yeah.
Did anyone die in Vegas?
No.
No, because that's the time trial bullshit.
Someone did die. They overdosed.
Oh, well, of course, Vegas. We got rid of the game of the week because of our new format. So get fucking ready for...
The challenge button has been activated.
What?
I'm not doing anything physical.
It's
so
a challenge.
You can go fuck yourself.
Your challenge task of the day is you have 30 seconds to go into the office.
I don't want to do anything physical.
Get
fuck!
The best item in the office and return... Once you return the whole office.
So I go into people's shit and grab everything.
Get whatever you want. You got 30 seconds as soon as I say so. You've got 30 seconds to grab the best item and return. Once you return, you will have 30 seconds to plea why your item is better than the other. They are not running at all. They are sauntering off frustratedly. They are upset. Danny's very pissed. Brock grabbed the first thing he could find. He's back in 8 seconds. Yep, and then, okay, and then here we go. And Brock, Danny got something that we can't take photographic evidence of.
Yeah, it's ballsy.
But 30 seconds is over. That is your item. That is your item.
It's funny, keep it.
That is your item. That is your item.
I don't go into
it. Means nothing.
He's just like, kick the door.
That is your item. All right.
Are you sure you want to
keep it? I lost.
Yes, you've done it. I don't care.
I lost. I lost.
Brock, you have 30 seconds to explain what your item is and why it is better than what Danny brought in.
It's not better. I lost. It's a bottle of McQueen.
What is McQueen?
It's a fucking alcoholic gin bottle.
Alcohol is the best.
It's Wiz Khalifa's gin.
It's Wiz Khalifa's gin. It's sealed.
Oh, that makes sense for him to make a gin.
It's brown.
He used to drink all that Bombay.
Gin and orange juice.
Remember Bombay was lit because of Wiz Khalifa for a few years?
I used to drink it because of him.
Yeah, we did.
All right.
But anyway, I'm going to say this now. Danny won.
4, 3, 2, 1. And Danny, what is your item and why is it better than a bottle of Wiz Khalifa's gin?
Well, it's a life-size cutout of Steve Harvey smiling, wearing a suit.
I like his hands.
I don't think it's life-size.
That's Illuminati.
It might be smaller than life-size, but it's a big cutout of Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey. It's Steve fucking Harvey. What do you want from me?
Yeah, it's a life-size cutout of Steve Harvey.
He's saying Danny wins. He's saying titties on the board.
And Danny wins with his... almost life-sized cutout of fucking Steve Harvey. And this week's Song of the Week is by Chaffetown artist Shamar Pierre. His song, Rush 333. Tickets available at chaffetown.com.
I love the rust that I get when I'm in it. She play like she innocent, but we been seeing it. Everything always seem up when I'm winning. The party been going for 72 hours. I think I took too much, the room is spinning. I ain't really feel like this in a while. I love it, yeah. I love the bounce, I love the taste that she left in my mouth. I love the way that she being so open with me. I've been trying to figure her out. I hope these vices I'm using don't catch up with me. I've been fighting to find a way out. But I love it, I love you, I love you, I love you. Lust and passion under the moon. Shots to mask the pain of the wounds. I love it, 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 I love it. Let's get higher and higher. Let's get higher and higher. Higher. I have this feeling nobody can touch me. I'm really the highest nigga in the room. Way past the ceiling, nobody can rush me. When all this shit and we go out with a boom. We go out with a boom. Open your mind, take a taste of the shrooms. Going up like balloon. Wait for the kick and then we can resume. I've been feeling alone. I feel like I'm my best self when I'm on. Don't want this feeling to go. I hope I don't lose myself when it's gone. Let go your ego, choose desire. Come with me, I've been walking through the fire. No regrets down to the wire. Falling in love. I love here, I love now, I love this moment. I'm like, wow, let go the pain. Feel the power, get out your lane. Down to the hour, one more drink. Give me my flowers, all these lights and champagne showers. It's a party, it's a game. Turn it up, let's make it louder. Fall in love, let's get higher. Yeah, higher, higher. I love this feeling, nobody can touch me. I'm really the highest nigga in the room. Way past the ceiling, nobody can rush me. When all this shit and we go out with a boom. Let go of the fear, you carry the weight of the world when I hear. We don't care, kicking down doors and we flipping the chairs. I feel so aware, I gotta shake this feeling, anyone there. I'm feeling real,
I love you. I don't want to be at the same playing ground as them. I want to be hot.
Better than that.
I want to be hot in the winter and cold in the summer.
I'm not picking that up.
Go ahead, you don't have to.
You know how I'm excited? How excited I am to just go to Philly again. But you know why I'm excited? We're staying a couple days.
Yeah, you just went to Philly for your birthday and happy belated, by the way.
And you didn't even get to see fucking Joel Embiid.
I didn't.
But you got to see a
Nets win. We went to see Joel Embiid. We bought the tickets, waited.
It's like going to Philly and you didn't get a cheesesteak. You didn't get your Joel Embiid.
Well, some people said I didn't get one. You told me to go to Ish's.
What's wrong with Ish Kabibbles?
See, people are like, what? No, the people I went with, they've been to Philly many times.
Yeah.
And we had the sandwiches, and they're like, yeah, this is like nothing crazy. But the thing is, a sandwich is never crazy.
It could
First of all.
It could be.
What did you get on it?
I got...
You got peppers on it.
I got onions, peppers, cheese whiz. Mm-hmm. Onions, peppers, cheese whiz. Isn't that normal for a Philly cheesesteak?
No, not peppers.
Peppers are awesome.
I know, but that ain't regular.
You should have went to John's Roast Pork, man.
John's Roast Pork is
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah,
but that's
the Arab
also...
guy. Go to the roast pork
Yeah, but
spot.
They sell chopped cheese sticks.
I'm twitching. What's the sandwich? What's the sandwich?
They sell chopped cheese over there.
No, I'm frazzled.
No, the thing
Can't
is,
you tell by my
beef
arms
is
going to
be beef, right?
Look at my
and
body language.
Cheese is going to be cheese.
Nah.
But... I noticed a difference with the Philly cheesesteak. Have you had a juicy piece of steak? Mm-hmm. Like it's just like juicy. That's what a Philly cheesesteak is. That's what it supplies. Yeah, it might taste like a chopped cheese.
John's Roast Pork has
really
good
cheesesteak.
Because
we have a lot of them
steak.
Here. But the
you know the thing I like about John's Roast is they serve it one way. They're like, no, you're getting it the way we give it.
That's what they say to you?
There's people that do that, and I don't fuck with that. I mean, that's lame.
Yeah.
No, because there's a lot of Philly cheesesesteak places, and I'm happy that it's changed. But
how about Max's? I heard Max's.
Max's
is
great, but it's off the beaten path. I knew you wouldn't be near there. At least I sent you to Ish Kabibbles not because it's the best cheesesteak place, but
amazing
because
area.
Then you'll be on South Street. There's stuff
I went to
do.
Federal Donuts.
If you go to Max's, that's up in North Philly. You're gonna go to Max's, and then you're gonna have to get an Uber back or drive somewhere else.
No,
if you park to get Ish Kabibbles,
you were smart.
There's so much in that area that you could stay and do something.
I made sure the people around me knew that. I told them that about you. I was like, look, he gave me other spots, but he said this spot because we're going to be in an amazing area, and no one disagreed with that.
Yeah. Yeah, Ish Kabibbles is like an 8 out of 10 or an 8.5.
No, it was
out of
good.
10.
My first bite, I didn't notice the difference between a chopped cheese and a Philly cheesesesteak. But as I was eating it, I was like, oh, no.
Well, that's because the chopped cheese is hamburger.
Now, you know who has.
Yeah, it's hamburger meat and cheese. Yeah.
If you really want a good cheesesteak, you go to Wawa.
No.
Yeah.
That's not true.
You go to Wawa.
Well, here's the biggest
Nathan's
difference.
And you get a coffee.
You never want. Oh, you can't. Wawa does have good coffee. But you never go to a cheesesteak place that makes their meat off of
a griddle?
Frozen planks. You never want it to be frozen planks of meat because that's what everyone throughout the country makes it from.
Yeah.
You got to go to a place that has a bread guy and has a fucking meat guy.
Ish Kabibbles has a bread guy.
Yeah. It's usually Amoroso rolls.
Is that like a thing, Philly thing? Like bread guy, meat guy?
You have to have a bread guy and a meat guy. And
they had that.
A lot of that shit is mobbed
that's
up.
That's weird. Because Ish Kabibbles is also like, it was a little like...
I could go into some stuff.
What is it? What should I say? Is this a small operation?
You think I'm kidding?
Hey, all the bread in this town comes
Have you ever heard the song? You might...
All the bread.
Hold up.
All the bread in the town comes to this family. That family has the corner on the meat.
It's time for us
to come together.
We need the fucking shoulder.
All the cheese whiz comes through the lambones.
Hey, I hate to do this to you.
The lambon. You know lambon means in Spanish? Yeah,
do you know the
it's
song?
It's just a bunch of Dominicans.
Man, lame ass.
Have you guys ever heard this song before?
That's my anthem.
It's Atlantic City by The Band.
The Band from P. Diddy?
No, and Bruce Springsteen has a cover of
band.
This song.
The boss?
Well, blew up the chicken man in Philly last night.
Yeah. Have you guys never heard that song?
Never in my life. You look at me, you think I heard that song?
Yes.
I'm from the Bronx?
Hey, you have a big classical rock bag.
I do. But I know that's a good. I'm not gonna lie.
I know.
I was bashing it, it sounded good.
I know. Country Road.
Yeah, this ain't that.
Take me home.
Did we not just? Did I not just have to show you mid text?
To the place.
You can't go that close to the microphone.
Have
a long. Anyway, the first line in that very popular song. All right, never mind. Move on.
I love how you had to reiterate that very popular song. Because in New York, it's not popular at all. I never heard that. It sounded cool. Very folky.
Either way, I'm moving on. Danny pissed me off.
You know what song I think of Philly?
84 million streams on that song.
Eye of the tiger is the thrill of the fight. Rising up.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah, that I was finished. That's what we do is wrong. Oh. Listen to the sun come up. I was playing.
I just want to rock. Body.
Oh, okay.
When they have we claim that too. Philly, they now, start playing.
I played What We Do in Philly.
Oh, What We Do, yeah.
And classic. The guys, like, well, as we exited the stadium for the 76ers, the
49ers.
Yeah, we played that. You know, and what we do is all the stars have come down. It's telling the come down. It's a cold winter. He's banging the bundle up.
Move on.
Do you know why they call them the 76ers?
Because they're fucking 76 degrees away from the sun.
That's so bad.
So good.
Danny, have you been watching anything on TV recently?
Oh.
Yeah, your mother.
Oh.
On the hub.
Oh, does your mother sew?
Bow! Get her to sew that!
Oh!
You fucking.
Does your father fish? Well, my dick smell like fish! Sorry. I like your father. Sorry. That was bad.
Jim Pete is the man.
All right. Nah, yeah. I've been watching. Who?
Boo,
Danny made
a boo boo.
Danny made a boo boo. That's a very weak applause.
Good.
Yeah,
we have new sounds. It's a new format.
What I've been watching on TV? I've been watching. I've been watching. All right, okay. I guess I'll wait for the kids to stop. I've been watching Breaking Bad again.
Breaking Bad again.
That's not a guilty pleasure.
I've been watching The Deuce.
Ass. Wait, you didn't. Should,
hey,
we I've said been watching, that already.
No, I tried to tee him up, but you guys get
teed up. Teed
you
up.
You guys finished this bottle of whiskey, and now you're both dumb as shit.
Hey, Danny, before you answer any question that wasn't even asked.
No, I'm not starting anything over. The whole segment.
The
sucks.
Question wasn't even
this
asked.
Thing all right, sucks.
Nobody knows what's going on.
No, I tried to tee him up.
You teed,
motherfucker, don't listen.
You teed me up.
I teed you up for the haircut thing four fucking times before you picked it up.
You said this to me off camera.
I said haircut. Hey, I said, did you get a haircut?
Speaking of teeing up.
Hey, Danny, you watching anything on TV? And this motherfucker, he tries to saunter into the bit. Oh, Breaking Bad. I know what you're doing. You're trying to set it up
Breaking
your way.
Breaking Bad?
Bitch,
you watching Breaking Bad? You're not watching Breaking Bad, you liar.
You lying, bitch.
I haven't.
Do what we discussed.
I've been watching The Office and Breaking Bad and
to
Friends.
Try to validate the thing he's already
he's
saying.
Stuff.
Just say the thing I queued you up to say.
I have been watching it again. And I started watching The Deuce again.
Yeah, because you're an extra.
Yeah.
You wait for the episode. You rewatch.
That's like
episode,
season three.
Season three, episode 16, over and over again.
I dance to the
of
background.
You hit, of him dancing like this in the background.
What the fuck is The Deuce?
It's a show about 42nd Street in like the 70s.
James Franco, the rapist.
There's porn. No. It's like about
the
porn
and
prostitution.
The worst guy in the Bronx in the same show. Good
and,
for them.
He's not.
Yeah. Murder.
Yeah, I like it.
And on a lighter note, when I'm looking for something a little bit more fun, I've been watching Love on the Spectrum.
A little more fun was a bad. Is
it, it is. It is.
It is a fun show.
It's all over TikTok. The kids love Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah, the kids love.
I love Love on the Spectrum.
Why?
I don't like that you watch it, Daniel.
It doesn't feel nice that you watch it.
Because
yeah.
The characters
Knowing you.
Are just so likable.
They
that,
are.
You just said
they
that.
Are
you
likeable.
Saying that? I don't agree with.
They're
you.
Just so lovable and like all.
I
the,
do agree with that.
All the girls have.
But
like,
you saying it seems
yeah.
me wrong.
Oh, okay.
Can I talk? No. All the girls have like the rooms full of plushies and stuffed animals and stuff. All the guys have like sword collections on their
trains,
walls.
Trains, lots of model trains.
Yeah, there was this one guy. He was like talking about his interests, and he was like, "I like vehicular cleanliness and World War II history."
Vehicular cleanliness.
They're big history buffs. People with
I'm a history buff. Am I autistic?
People on the spectrum. No, you're not a history buff. I literally just asked you where the name Philadelphia 76ers came from, and you couldn't tell me what
I told you where it came.
What's the significance?
No, be honest.
I said the angle from the sun.
The challenge button has been activated.
Oh.
What? Why are they called the 76ers?
Okay. I'm going to assume it's a union.
No!
Or the 76 degrees.
Think about the city of Philadelphia.
The bell. The fucking bell is 76 degrees. I don't know.
The Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776.
Oh, the 76ers.
1776, 76ers.
76.
Oh, because the city's...
The Declaration of Independence. We're a basketball team about the fucking signing of the Declaration.
So don't you dare call yourself a history buff if that layup...
Why don't we call the Knicks?
The New York Knickerbockers.
What are they?
It's a pair of pants.
There you go.
That's what do you funny. Want from me?
How about the Nets?
The Nets, the fucking all-net, baby.
Don't you dare call yourself a history buff.
I'm a buff.
No, you're not.
I'm a world history. I don't give a fuck about American history.
You're not a history buff, but you're
I know
autistic.
About Sumeria.
Move on.
I know about the fucking Neanderthals.
All right, no,
what do you know about... give any amount of information.
About what?
The challenge button has
about
been
what?
Activated.
Sumeria?
No, give me anything about the Neanderthals. Anything you think...
No, there was seven species of humans before we were humans. So there were Neanderthals. There were, I forgot the names.
Homo sapiens.
There's Homo sapiens. Well, we're all considered Homo sapiens. There's apes, but there's also gorillas.
You know what I'm just thinking
right?
about? I'm just thinking about how the guy from Love on the Spectrum would absolutely chew him up with all the knowledge right now.
Bro.
He'd be like, then there was the Homo sapiens, there was the Mongoloids.
Are a species off of Homo sapiens. Just like apes have orangutans, gorillas.
You know what I hate about you?
I don't fuck with you, man. You know wearing what? A fucking Braves hat.
You know what
York.
I really hate about you?
I hate the Braves.
Me too.
I know you
they
hate the Braves.
Suck,
you know. You know
fuck
why? Guess why he hates the Braves?
He's fucking from Philadelphia.
History buff. You know what I hate about you?
What? What do you want from me?
You know what? Let's just
get on the mic.
Over.
What do you want from me?
No, tell him what you hate about him. Don't
tell
tease
me what you
the
hate.
Listeners.
Yeah, tease me.
Is that you? Could you go off on a tangent and say I know everything about this. I can talk
I
about
do.
This. And then you pull out and you shoot a blank.
I didn't shoot a blank.
You
I
just
I,
shoot a big blank.
Neanderthals are a species
you just start,
of human.
You just start.
Some species.
You start.
There was another species of human that had bigger brains, and we outfought them.
You said that twice.
You start stroking and you just look at us and you shoot a blank and you call it jizz.
Hey. I know what's going on.
There's only one thing to blame for
I love you.
Both of you.
Fuck
and
you
it's
guys.
The Bronx public school system.
What?
You,
fuck you
you're
guys.
Both stupid.
No.
It's not you're not stupid. You're both stupid.
Have you seen his emails?
They're not good. But
my emails are not good. You should see my emails with fucking corporate.
Who's corporate? These people? Hey, move on. Talk about Love is Blind.
No, Love is on the Spectrum. I know what you were going to say, and I'm glad you stopped yourself. That's very good of you. I was watching an episode, and this guy, he goes on speed dating. He finds his girl that he's
the
really compatible with.
The speed dating episode is very, very good. Because that is
you've been watching it. Season 2.
Tick,
this guy.
Oh, TikTok. He's like on. He starts having a nervous breakdown.
No, because I
he's
couldn't
like,
imagine.
Oh my God, is this love? Should I do it? Should I go for it?
I couldn't imagine
but
a group of people less fit for speed dating than the autistic.
You don't
it's too much to process.
The mind like
that. It is, dude. That's way too much for most of my non-autistic friends.
Yeah, it's too much stimulation.
I've never done it.
No, he was an asshole. He kept every girl like
anime.
Every girl that was in front of him, they would start talking, and he'd mark off, like, while they're still sitting there and can see it, he would mark off not interested, and they'd be looking down, and, like, a producer had to walk over to him, and he's like, hey, I think they can see that you're doing that. And he's like, oh, can they? And they're like, yeah, you can't.
They didn't consider, which
be
is
nice.
Reasonable.
Be nice.
Yeah, play nice. Play nice. Stop.
It is a very lighthearted show. It's very much like if you've ever seen the British Bake
Off. Five-year-olds dating.
Hey, all right. It's a lot like the British Bake Off, which is a kind of guilty pleasure of mine.
I like
it's something that just kind of soothes you to bed. It's just like a bunch of... It's
what
like
is
the
that? I don't know what the British Bake Off
the Great British Bake Off is a show where British people fucking bake.
Amateur bakers.
Yeah.
They go
just
on the
fucking
show.
Go on and bake and they do it, challenges.
And they bake in front of like the best baker in England.
Yeah. And it's a fucking smash hit.
How do you think our flair our friend Claire Owen Jones would do on that.
I would bet my life that she's at least seen 10 episodes. I don't know if she can bake. She doesn't sound
she
like
100% could bake. The way she sounds, 100%.
That's
she
just British. Bake. That's just British. You're equating British
she
with
can
the
make
ability
some
to bake.
Biscuits and
what is a biscuit to them?
A biscuit is a fucking thing you dip in tea.
No, to them.
To them. They dip in
no,
tea.
No, they call cookies biscuits.
Take little crackers.
Yeah, things you dip in tea.
Cookies.
You dip tea.
They call cookies biscuits.
You dip biscuits in tea.
In America, but to them
no,
it's
no, you don't dip biscuits in tea in America.
All right, oh come on.
You just, dip biscuits in gravy and butter in America.
But over there, a biscuit is a coffee. No one's dipping biscuits in tea.
All right, move on. Tell
are you
about
bugging?
The show.
What do they call fries? What do they call fries?
They call them... Actually, I know this. They call them fucking curry.
Chips.
Chips.
Come on, let's just move on. Tell me about the breaking show. The baking show.
I don't give a fuck. They dip biscuits in tea over there. 100%. 100%. You can fucking search that up. Biscoff. Biscoff. Look up Biscoff, bitch.
Danny's so pissed off. The Great British Bake Off is a guilty pleasure of mine. It's a great, I don't think I ever watch it not in the month of December. Like when it's around Christmas time, I'll binge watch.
Is that like a downtime show or something?
Go to sleep. Oh, yeah, just these fucking, you're listening to them talk about who's making the best cream horn or like the fucking baking goods you've never even seen or heard of. I didn't know I was going to talk about the fucking Great Britain.
All of those shows are just so lowbrow garbage.
You know, it's my...
You know. Remember we saw one? It was called like Too Hot to Handle or something like that. And it was like, if you don't fuck, you win.
Well, there's also MILF Island. There's a show called MILF Island.
They put like a bunch of hot people on the island, too hot to handle.
No, MILF
Island. MILF Island is what? Don't fuck someone's mom?
And the kids are there.
So you can fuck other people's moms? And your mom's fair game too?
It is like 18 and plus, like children of
MILFs. Your mom's fair game.
To the other male contestants.
You're on a show with your mom.
Your mom's
other guy.
Your mom's one of the MILFs. And you are one of the not the men.
Oh, trying to fuck a MILF.
But you're trying to fuck other MILFs while other dudes are trying to fuck your mom.
And the MILFs are all like cougars.
That's weird,
I'm assuming. They're all cougars, right?
Yeah.
They go after
they're MILFs.
That, yeah.
They're MILFs, MILFs, MILFs. Like,
I don't like that.
So your mom... But
I'll be honest, Love on the Spectrum
is way
better than MILF Island.
What's the end game? Do you win money for fucking the most moms having your mom fuck the least?
I've only seen
like,
it on TikTok.
My mom only fucked one guy, I fucked three moms.
Have you ever heard of the stand-up comedian Nikki Glaser?
Yeah.
I think she's the host.
I was going to talk about my guilty
Didn't she
pleasure.
Have like a sex robot of hers or something like that?
I am not.
I'm thinking of another one.
You know what my guilty pleasure is?
What is it?
Early 2000s, late
90s. Oh, I was wrong. I was advertised too. I just want to say MILF Island's not a real show.
Okay.
Oh. MILF Island is a show in the background of 30 Rock. The show I'm thinking about is Fuckboy Island.
Oh.
My bad.
Fuckboy Island.
Fuckboy Island is the name of it.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, my bad.
I've seen Fuckboy Island. Not seen it, but I've seen it being promoted on the app. What were you going to say, bro?
My guilty pleasure is
come on, don't just start a sentence and not have an ending.
No, I had it. I was gonna say it. But you guys fucked me up.
I didn't fuck you up. You paused.
This is all my fault. I shouldn't have bought a bottle of whiskey.
You shouldn't have. It should be beer, beer and seltzer only, or else he gets like this.
No, dude, I'm thinking about MILF Island now. It's fucking my head up.
It's a fake show. That's my bad.
It's fucked up. It's a fucked up
show. His entire speech pattern is altered.
I know, and his mic etiquette's terrible,
too. No, dude, okay. my guilty pleasure is early 2000s, late 90s MTV. So I've been watching a lot of Next Bus. I've been watching...
Next is good.
I've been watching Room Raiders.
No, those shows are terrible.
Oh, they're amazing shows.
But these are good guilty pleasures.
This is my guilty pleasure. And you guys are bitches.
I just said Room Raiders was good.
You said, no, those shows are bad. Pattern.
No.
That's fucking drinking. You talking about MILFs, and MILF Island is nuts. That's traumatic.
Reel it in. Roommaters.
What's wrong with that?
Talk about it.
I can't talk about how fucking crazy MILF Island is. Anyway.
It's the final part of the show. Let's make predictions for next week.
My prediction is...
Yeah, so this is a new part of the format. We will be ending every episode giving predictions that we hope or think will come true before next week. So now that I've hit you with it hard, I'll do it one more time.
It's the final part of the show. Let's make predictions for next week.
Shit. What do I predict is going to happen? I predict that UFC, Volkanovski is going to win this weekend. DraftKings, if you want to throw us a bag. FanDuel's, if you want to throw us a bag anytime, you know.
And in a similar vein, I think Jalen Brunson has a decent shot at the three-point contest in the All-Star weekend festivities. Just because Jalen Brunson's having a moment right now. To me, he's not a real star or like a consistent like person that will matter in the league.
All right.
But right now,
you. He will.
But right now, he's having his moment.
They just give him a 92 rating at 2K, bro.
Yeah. Right now, he's having his moment. That'll be an 84 next season. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to seize the moment, get that three-point rating up in 2K.
So it's Malik Beasley, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Halliburton, Damian Lillard, Lauri Markkanen. That is how you say it?
Lauri Markkanen.
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, it's pretty star-studded.
Big Purr from the Timberwolves. It's Carl Anthony Towns.
I hate him.
And Trae Young.
Yeah, it's a star-studded group. I can see Jalen Brunson taking it.
I like Jalen Brunson.
I threw five on him. On like Sunday.
Yeah? What was his odds? Was it good?
Yeah, he was like in the middle of the pack, so the odds were decent.
Yeah.
But Jalen Brunson for the fucking 3-point contest. Who did you have? Volkanovski?
Winning at UFC. The slam dunk contest. Is Jalen Brown? James Jacquez Jr.?
Yeah, he's on the Heat.
Mac McClung? He won last year. He was on the Sixers, right?
Well, he's in our D League. I don't know why he's allowed to play.
And Jacob Toppin.
Yeah, Obi's brother.
You know what?
He'd be Toppin?
I'm going to go for Toppin.
Yeah, he...
Obi. I like that name.
Toppin.
He'd be Toppin everybody.
He'd be getting the top.
And I will say...
Obi Toppin.
My other prediction...
It's the final part of the show.
No, I didn't get it. My prediction.
You'll get there.
I think the West is going to win the All-Star game as well.
And non-sports related, I'll say, next time you hear us, Barack will have injured himself.
That's fucked up. You wish harm on me?
Not wish. It's what I think will happen.
I'm not going to get hurt. What's your problem, bro? It's scary now. I got to watch my fucking...
What's your prediction?
CJ Stroud and Amber Rose are not going to be together.
They're not going to...
They are. They've been seen together. They've been dating.
Yeah, he's bugging for that. She's a super predator.
Right. So I'm thinking...
She's trying to secure
another
bag.
He's
going to
do the Sean Evans.
What team does CJ Stroud play for?
Fucking Texas.
Why'd you tell
them? I thought you were just asking them.
No.
No, I'm just fucking with them.
But do you think you're going to get injured?
This is scary now. I don't want to be injured, bro.
He won Rookie of the Year, right?
Well, is your prediction that you won't get injured?
I'm not going to get injured.
Okay.
I'm not going to get injured. Okay. You son of a bitch. I don't fuck with that. I don't like that prediction.
My prediction is
And the way you're looking at me while I'm answering is that I don't like that. You sure about that?
My prediction is
as I'm answering that, I'm not. He's looking at me like, you sure about that?
To his hair.
You don't want me to make you to Philly?
No, I'm saying the reason I made that prediction is because you're going to get so drunk in Philly that you're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, at least I make it to Philly.
Yeah, but that's where we record our next episode is in Philly.
No, dude, I don't give a fuck. I'm not getting hurt in Philadelphia.
And there's your prediction. Stabbed? No, you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to fall down some stairs. You're going to fall some stairs. You're going to fall. You're going to try. You will get
hurt.
I'm not
clumsy.
You will get hurt, and you will be the only one to blame.
One thing I tell Danny all the time when we get fucked up, James Bond. I'm number one about being straight.
James Bond said that it's okay to slap women.
This is bad business. It's your boy Barack.
It's Daddy.
And we don't agree with James Bond.
We don't agree with Sean Connery.
And we do not agree with fucking Karen O'Meara.
The next time that you guys hear us.
Sean Connery.
No.
Claire Owen Jones.
Claire Owen Jones. Fuck that bitch. I like.
We said not to name call. But thank you for listening to Bad Business. Next time you hear it, we will be outside of Barack and Danny's territory.
I did so. And well, we will be episode.
Entering producer Pete's domain. My name is producer Pete.
I didn't
Pete.
Do it well the whole episode.
My name is producer Pete.
This is I already signed up. I'm Danny.
I already signed up as well.
I'm mentally checked out.
And this is our song of the week. Rush 333 by Shamar. What did I do so?
I love the rush that I get when I'm in it. She play like she innocent, but we been seeing it. Everything always seem up when I'm winning. The party been going for 72 hours. I think I took too much, the room is spinning. I ain't really feel like this in a while. I love it, yeah. I love the bounce, I love the taste that she left in my mouth. I love the way that she being so open with me. I've been trying to figure her out. I hope these vices I'm using don't catch up with me. I've been fighting to find a way out. But I love you. Lust and passion under the moon. Shots to match the pain of the wounds. I love you. Let's get higher and higher. Let's get higher and higher. Higher. I have this feeling nobody can touch me. I'm really the highest nigga in the room. Way past the ceiling, nobody can rush me. When all this shit and we go out with a boom. Open your mind, take a taste of the shroom.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?